This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to another edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Busy edition of What's On Your Mind today. Most because Todd the Radio God Mitchell is back. I think he's back. Is he back today, Manny?
I don't have him connected yet.
Well, he's not connected yet. Maybe I have that wrong.
He might be a little... Maybe he's running behind schedule.
Here's another reason we're busy. We have... a lot of guests for you today on the program. We're going to talk about how to replace Obamacare. That's something that sticks in the craw of a lot of our listeners. We're going to talk about the decision yesterday by the Board of Higher Education in North Dakota to not renew the contract of Dean Bershani, the president of NDSU. It doesn't mean he'll leave, but the uncertainty remains because of some issues. Kathy Nesset, the chair of the Board of Higher Ed, will join us on the program today. Marvin Nelson, the Democratic-endorsed candidate for governor in North Dakota, wants to talk about the state budget a little bit today, so we're going to do that. And we don't normally start with a guest, but by golly, when they're as important as the chair of the House Budget Committee and they are wrestling with an issue as important as Obamacare, we're ready to do things a little differently on the program today. Dr. Tom Price, member of Congress from Georgia. How are you, sir?
Good morning. I'm great. Good to be with you.
So Dr. Price has long been a member of Congress championing health care reform in a way more closely aligned, I think, with the vast majority of our listeners who've seen, who, number one, were worried about what happened with Obamacare and have seen everything we were promised about Obamacare from the supporters fall flat. And we were talking the other day with Congressman Kevin Cramer, who does a weekly talk radio town hall with us.
Right.
And he was talking about your good efforts and the efforts of the Congress and also getting the Trump campaign in the mix as well on this particular issue. And it sounds like some real progress is being made in putting forward a alternative to Obamacare, because we all agree Obamacare was bad, and we've talked about that forever. Exactly. Now it's time to focus on the replacement, right?
Exactly, exactly. Say, Kevin Cramer's doing a great job, and he's been very, very supportive of our efforts to try to move in the direction of a patient-centered health care plan, which means patients and families and doctors are making medical decisions and not Washington, D.C. And the good news is that in the House Republican Conference, we've come forward with a better way plan for health care, which is that patient-centered plan. And in addition, we've been working with folks on the Trump campaign to make certain that that the kinds of solutions that they'll be embracing and will be offering are the kinds of things that we believe are the most important for the American people.
So is there, you believe, a buy-in, if you will, from the Trump campaign to go with this front and center? This should be a big issue in this presidential campaign. You have Hillary Clinton, who started this whole endeavor, right, with Hillary Care, yeah, that ultimately didn't become law, but later, obviously, Obamacare did. So she owns the problems on the health care side. Did you get the buy-in on the Trump campaign side that this will be front and center?
Well, what Mr. Trump understands and what their team understands is that Obamacare has been a disaster for the American people. Premiums are gone, have gone up. Deductibles have gone up. There's more money coming out of the pockets of the American people for less care and less quality care. And so they appreciate the absolute need to repeal Obamacare and move in the direction of making certain that individuals are able to select the kind of coverage that they want, not that the government forces them to buy, to address the insurance challenges, especially of portability and pre-existing illness, but do so in a way that doesn't put government in charge, puts patients and families and doctors in charge, and then to make certain that we institute programs that allow us to save literally hundreds of billions of dollars in the healthcare arena through ending the fraud and abuse that exists out there, as well as the practice of defensive medicine. So, they're wide open to the suggestions that we've had. We continue to carry on discussions with them, and I think it's going to be very, very productive and very positive.
That is good news, because I think it's very necessary. Have you met with Donald Trump?
We have, yes, indeed, and he's been very receptive and a wonderful listener, and asks all the right questions, and I'm heartened by what I understand the team and as well as Mr. Trump to be doing in getting good people around him, and that's what we're trying to help as well, make certain that he's got good folks around him who truly understand these issues in a way that makes it so that the solutions that will be put forward will be those that the American people want, not that the Washington bureaucrats want.
So when you meet with Donald Trump, and you're talking about all this work you've done as a medical doctor yourself, now a member of Congress and the Patients First Act, and all your work to do this, is he talking, or is he listening, or, you know, bring us inside how that dialogue goes?
So I've been really impressed with his remarkable listening skills, and you know how some people they act like they're listening to you, but you know they're not. he's not one of those. When he's listening, he's listening. He's asking appropriate questions and making comments that are insightful. He wants to solve these challenges. He understands that people are hurting out here and that they're not getting the kind of service that they need from their federal government, and not getting the kind of responsiveness that is absolutely vital. And especially in the area of health care, Washington can't be making health care decisions. Donald Trump understands that and appreciates that. And that's why I'm excited about the direction in which we're moving.
So empowering patients is what your legislation is all about.
Yes.
Give me the number one answer to the pain people have felt from Obamacare that will be addressed in the Patients First Act, Patients First Act.
The imperative is that, again, we put patients and families and doctors in charge of medical decisions, not Washington, D.C. How does that happen? You make it so that it's absolutely imperative that the individual, you and your family and everybody else, is able to select the kind of health coverage that they want for themselves, not that the government forces them to buy. And you make it so that everybody has the financial feasibility to do so through a series of tax credits and refundable credits and advanceable refundable credits. People ought to be able to own their own coverage regardless of who's paying for it. That means that the patient then is truly the customer of the insurance company, and that means the insurance company has to be responsive to the patient. And the issues of portability and pre-existing are so important. Nobody ever ought to lose their coverage because they change their job or they lose their job. That's a holdover from a bygone era. And nobody ought to be priced out of the market because they get a bad diagnosis. So those are things that can be solved without, again, putting Washington in charge of people's health care. So you think about all the common sense things that allow for increased accessibility, increased affordability, increased quality, and increased choices for folks. And that's where we're trying to put the policy solutions in place.
How much of the cake is baked? I mean, what would you have to undo from Obamacare? In other words, a lot of this has been baked into the law.
Yeah.
And that's the challenge, right?
Great. You have a great question, and a lot of it is baked, but a lot of it can be absolutely undone by repealing and or just making it so that the kind of flexibility that patients and doctors need to be making these decisions is put in place. And that's a relatively simple thing to do. And once you make it so, again, that patients are the ones that are at the focus of this, at the center of this, not government bureaucrats, but patients, then the system moves in the direction that it ought to move pretty doggone quickly, because patients are in charge, not the federal government.
And you've been at this a long time. I know a lot of people are critical of Republicans to say, okay, we get you're against Obamacare. What are you for? What would you change it with? And you've been doing this, I forget how many Congresses, or if this started 6-7 years ago, but you've been at this
years.
A long time, right?
Yeah, we had, and we've refined it, but we've had a solution on the table, a complete solution for health coverage and health care. Actually, we introduced it in response to the work that the Obama administration was doing in its first term, and actually introduced our bill before Obamacare came out, because we knew, we could sense that they were moving in the wrong direction. And so we put forward this Empowering Patients First Act. And so this this is the fourth Congress in which we've introduced it. As I say, we've refined it and improved it as we've gotten better ideas and better solutions from folks. But it really is an incredibly important issue, and people understand that. And the House Republican Conference in their Better Way agenda, which is at better.gop, has a basically a synopsis of the health plan, the tax plan, the anti-poverty initiative, all those kinds of things, the things that we absolutely know we need as a nation, but that this administration has been ignoring for the last 7.5 years.
Yeah. Well, and I haven't followed the polling lately, but is Obamacare every bit as unpopular as it always has been? Has it improved at all? I mean, whenever we talk about it, you got about 10 people who can't stand it, and about 2 who like it and say things have gotten better. But I've not seen that needle move much, just anecdotally from the conversations we have here. Does the polling support that nationally?
Yeah, it stayed about the same. Somewhere in the mid-50s, oppose it, want it repealed, and then there's 20 or 30% that think it's been helpful, and then the other 20% that could swing either way, depending on the issue of the day. But the fact of the matter is, the American people, by big numbers, understand and appreciate that the government ought not be controlling health care, that patients and families and docs ought to be the ones in charge.
Makes good sense. Tom Price, thanks for the time. Congrats on getting a little traction with this as it pertains to a national presidential campaign, and take your good work over the last 7 years to the next level. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks so much, God. Take care. God bless.
Good to talk to you. God bless you. Take a quick break. Your calls for a couple of segments on whatever is on your mind next.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
We're visiting with Tana Martin from Valley Imports. She's an Audi brand specialist. Tana started buying her cars at Valley Imports and decided this would be a pretty fun place to work.
Started learning a lot about it and just the friendly atmosphere, that it's really no pressure about buying a car. It's just having a conversation, and at the end of the day, it's your money, it's your decision. The technology is so easy to use, just even like their voice command. You don't even have to search for a restaurant. You can just say, I'm hungry.
Tell me about being from New Rockford.
Part of it's just the small town atmosphere, and that's kind of how I treat my work life. You kind of build common ground with everybody, and everybody's got something they can relate to, whether, you know, it's sports or just complaining about the weather. It's too hot, too cold. Local things going on around town.
Visit Tana and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue, or call them at 800-676-7667, or go online to valleyimports.com.
For 30 years, the NDFA has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. While the entertainment industry, mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, education, churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Adamoos, North Dakota, featuring early and late model equipment, tractors and trucks, and excellent farm, crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, Kidder, Golden Valley, and Mercer counties in North Dakota and Clay County, Minnesota. For detailed information on these equipment and exceptional land auctions and many more land listings, log on to Piper's.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Serve you USA, helping America fuel better. And helping me feel better, too, because I love that 4 for $4 deal. The Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, the 20-ounce soda, the 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day, at a PetroServe USA near you. What's on your mind today? Mine was, where the heck is Todd? Because I thought he was back today. And yeah, he is back.
Well, I'm back, yeah.
He's just in his bunker, dealing with issues. But Todd is here. Hi, Todd, how are you?
I could make up a story about having broken a high heel practicing for the stiletto race, but that's not what happened. So.
Didn't happen, no.
That'd be a sexier story, though, that's for sure.
It would, yeah. tomorrow we'll be in Tioga. We'll be at Pinnacle Travel Plaza. Looking forward to that. And we're going to tell you about a North Dakotan's effort to get a lot of people to Washington, D.C. So Nick Hall will join us tomorrow to tell us about this March on Washington of youngsters, which is kind of a neat story.
More proof you could never lease a vehicle. You'd blow the mileage cap off in a week.
There you go. Exactly right. And then on top of next hour, Kathy Nesbitt, chair of the Board of Higher Ed North Dakota, will join us. We'll talk about the contract of Dean Bresciani, president of NDSU, not being renewed. I want to talk a little bit about that today. There's a lesson, I think, in what's going on with President Bresciani for all of us that I want to talk about. And then Marvin Nelson, Democratic candidate for governor, will join us to talk about the state budget. Ron in Watertown, South Dakota is waiting to chat on our Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline at 800-228-0550. Ron, what's on your mind?
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about health care. And I've had the same health carrier for years and years and years, many, many years before Obamacare. And every year, my health care went up. And so the fact that health care costs are increasing is nothing new.
Now, well, that's true. But I think they've gone up. The increases have been significant. First of all, people have lost their health care. And increases have been substantially higher than they were prior.
Okay.
So this has been the issue. So they've gone up every year, and now they're still going up, you're missing one important piece of information, that is how much more, you know, on average. So.
Well, there were years where my health insurance went up quite a bit. The problem is so many people do prior to Obamacare, so many people did not carry insurance, but they were still treated. And a reasonable person has to believe that if somebody is treated at a hospital and they do not pay the bill, somebody pays that bill. So if we're going to go back to the old days where people did not carry insurance, but went to the hospitals and the emergency rooms and were treated and then just turned around and stiffed the hospital, that system is also going to fail. Now, I have watched what the Republicans have introduced, and I really like their plan for health savings accounts, but I don't see anything out there that is going to significantly ask people to go out and buy insurance, because there's so many people, and not all of them are poor, that just plain are not going to buy insurance. And when they get sick, they go to a hospital or they go to an emergency room and they're treated. And somebody pays that bill. And
right. I mean, that's what you've just described, Ron, is the whole push behind Obamacare, right? That's why it's necessary, because X amount of percentage of the people are uninsured and we need to fix that. The problem with that is there was a significant portion of that percentage of people that were uninsured who were uninsured by design. They didn't want to pay the money. They were playing a little Russian roulette. They were young and healthy and thought everything was fine. So it hasn't really solved that problem, right?
Well, my suggestion is that if we're just going to do away with Obamacare, we're going to stop it. And we're eventually going to end up in the old system, that too will fail.
Yeah, but who's saying, let's go back to the old system? That's the greatest one ever. You're setting up a straw man here.
Well, nobody's saying
that.
The proposals that I've seen from the Republican Party, I have seen nothing that is... Look, I had a serious medical condition a few years ago, before Obamacare. and I had health insurance. And the person next to me, they didn't have health insurance, and we were both treated. And my insurance paid my bill, and what my insurance didn't pay, I paid. And I'm assuming this guy didn't pay anything. And, you know, the idea that you're going to have free health care for people that won't pay their bill is just a silly idea.
Yeah, no, but I don't think anybody's suggesting that. But, Ron, appreciate the call. I think the smart thing to do for proponents of Obamacare is to recognize where it has caused issues. And if you want to save it, propose fixes for those. Double-digit increases, as an example. I mean, these exchanges that nobody signs up for and that don't work. And, you know, there's a lot of issues there. Again, anytime we've ever had a forum on here to say, okay, let's talk about Obamacare. Let's talk about your health care before Obamacare. Let's talk about it now. 10 complain. 2 say it's great. Which is why you heard the numbers, mid-50s, in steady the entire time in disapproval of it, and 30-some that like it. It's a 20% swing. So there's something wrong there. Now, if Republicans said, let's get rid of it, let's repeal it, let's just go back to the old way, I'd be with you by saying that's not wise. Appreciate the call. Texter says, and you can text Todd, by the way, it gets lonely if you don't, 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. Why is it always somebody from South Dakota that's got to defend Obama and his crap?
By the way, that text came from the 605 area code. So.
Oh, did it really? Yeah, so it's somebody that...
all the irony there.
Speaking ill of his fellow South Dakotans. Yeah, all right. Anyway,
well, he may have moved to North Dakota and kept the 605 phone number, so maybe he escaped already. Oh, that's it. He just added to that. That's my point. I'm ashamed.
Ashamed. The fellow South Dakotan.
There you go.
Call us on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline to tell us what's on your mind at 800-228-0550. Here's another texter. Dean Bershani is emblematic of the type of university administration that has led to skyrocketing tuitions and wide distrust by taxpayers. He needs to go in the worst way. This texter is not unlike a few very strong critics of Dean Bershani. There is also, like Rob Port, the same thing blog, he's just a broken record, doesn't like Dean Bershani, bad, 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 sort of like he was on Doug Burgum. Everything's bad, terrible, awful, okay? I honestly usually dismiss that kind of commentary as, all right, it's one voice, but it's not a reasonable one. Now, on the other side, you have folks, same way, I dismiss them too, that just everything is good and this is the Messiah and it's perfect and it's wonderful. And there's a lot of proud NDSU alum and strong business leaders in Fargo who are in that camp. The guy does no wrong. Is there anybody that does no wrong? Is my question. I think Dean Bershani's been a good president at NDSU. I really do. And I think if you love NDSU and you bleed green and gold, you love the guy and you want him to stay. I get all that. But he's not been perfect. And I think if he recognizes that, he could be here for a long time. We'll talk about it when we come back.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC's Executive Director, Chuck Claremont, discussing a parent's influence on their teen drivers.
We want to get those people, before when they start driving, to have the right habits. Put your seatbelt on. Don't text and drive. Look how hard it was for maybe people in maybe my generation or older to change the habit of wearing a seatbelt. But you know what? Our kids... It's standard. They get in a car, they put a seatbelt on. They don't even think twice about it because that's what we taught them at a young age. So I think what's important is understand what the safe practices are out there as adults and start teaching your kids at an age that now, hey, they start these safe practices early. But you don't sit in a car, you don't text, and then say 2 years later when your son or daughter is now becoming a licensed driver, well, don't do as I say. You know, that's not the right way. It's don't text and drive. And obviously, when your kids are in the car, it's even ultimately more important.
For more safety tips and downloadable resources, go to ndsc.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, baby, am I fired up to get up to Antler, North Dakota. Grab your calendar now, and I want you to circle July 12th, because this is an event you won't want to miss. We are going to have us a grand old time in Antler, North Dakota, and this is worth the drive for everybody to come on up and take it all in. The Bottineau County Farm Bureau is hosting this. Their annual meeting and membership drive is happening, and we're going to be broadcasting from Antler Creek in the park there, okay? And tell you what, this is just something you're not going to want to miss. 5 to 7 with the steak fry there. There's some more information I just got yesterday about this I got to tell you about. I'll tell you about it coming up here in a little bit. But anyway, our thanks to the Bottineau County Farm Bureau for having us, and also those contributors to the Farm Bureau that have made our live broadcast possible. Antler Outlaws, Farm Credit Services, the Lignite Council, Hefty Seeds of Mohall, North Dakota Farm Bureau, Souris River Cooperative, Bottineau Farmers Elevator, People's State Bank, State Bank of Bottineau, First National Bank of Bottineau, Pat Arts Seed Farm, Renville County Farm Bureau. Should be a great time. We're going to be talking to folks from Hefty Seeds up there, Farm Credit Services. Daryl Lee from the Farm Bureau is going to be there. We are going to have a good time. We've invited a lot of folks, too, to join us. And that is, again, July 12th. Be here before you know it. Antler, North Dakota, 5 to 7 of the Steak Fire. We'll be doing the show live there. All right, a lot of calls waiting, and I'm going to go right to you because we have a lot of guests today, and I want to take as much time as possible in these segments for callers for you. I just finished on my comment about Dean Bresciani. 80% of what Dean Bresciani has done as president of NDSU has been very good, very good. And, again, if you're a diehard NDSU backer, you want the guy on that wall, you're glad that guy's on the wall, it's fantastic. 20% has not been so good. And what the Board of Higher Ed is doing right now is saying fix the 20%. Communication, teamwork, you know, you're in a system. There's a big battle over IT right now. They're out of compliance. They're out of compliance of state law at NDSU on IT right now. You just can't do that, okay? And, you know, if President Bresciani was here, he'd say, well, it's because of privacy this and that can't get out and everything else. But all the other schools don't have a problem doing it. My point is there is 20% that needs to be fixed. Look, I'd be glad if somebody said, you know what, Scott? 80% of what he does is pretty good, 20% is bad, because it's more like probably 50-50, if I wanted to be honest with myself. So my point is all of us can get better. So the people that support him, the president himself, ought to just do a little introspection here and say, let's just focus on the 20. Okay, whatever. Maybe they don't like us because we're big, bad NDSU. Maybe they don't like us because we're from Fargo. Whatever you think the reasons are behind it, just deal with the reality of it. Roll up your sleeves. have a little humble pie, and everything will be fine. If that happens, Dean Vershani will be president of NDSU until he doesn't want to be president of NDSU anymore. But if they want to continue to throw haymakers through their sycophant, you know, media types that run around and fawn over everything, you know, oh, could I have an interview? Could I have an interview? Could I'll say good things about you. It's just, come on. Man up. And it'll be fine. That's my take. Welcome yours. Back to the phones. Let's go to northeast North Dakota. Dave is standing by. Where in northeast North Dakota are you?
Nelson County. I was calling Scott in response to the call that you just had about Obamacare. And I'm not necessarily saying he was defending it, but the point I'd like to make, or a couple points, are that this Obamacare was supposed to solve the problems, because all these people were now going to have insurance, so they weren't going to be in the hospital without insurance. Yet, with the problem solved, the rates keep going up, the premiums are going up, the deductibles are going up. The only difference is now the government's the middleman in between, so it's costing even more. And there are plenty of people who still don't have insurance. They don't qualify for Obamacare, and they can't afford the insurance anyway. It's just gotten to the point of being ridiculous, and basically, we were made a promise, supposedly, that it was going to save an average of $2,500 a year. Well, my increase in my premiums alone is close to $6,000 a year, plus the $2,500 in savings that they promised me, so $8,500 a year. I figure after next year, the Democrat Party owes me $50,000.
They lied to you, Dave, and they lied to everybody else about what the thing was going to do, and it's painfully obvious. I hope it's a major part of Donald Trump's campaign, because there's a lot of people like Dave out there in Nelson County that say it stinks and here's why. And when they hear Donald Trump say here's what we're going to do to replace it, and hear Hillary Clinton defend it, it's a win for Trump.
Well, I know somebody who graduated from college, and he had health insurance, and he owns a small business. Basically, he started up out of college with a small business, which means because of that, he doesn't qualify for Obamacare. He had a health plan. That disappeared. Now he can't afford health insurance. So basically, he pays a fine, is operating without health insurance, and he's basically at risk. So the system certainly didn't work for him that it was supposedly supposed to help.
Appreciate the call, Dave. I don't think you're alone. Lance, on the road. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, on this Obamacare stuff, something that's kind of being missed, in my mind, is the fact that with others in Washington making decisions for you, those decisions definitely could be in the wrong direction. You take myself, for instance. I had a, before Obamacare, I had a situation where I was in the hospital and had a terrible situation happen, and the doctors came to my wife and they said, you know, the odds of him living are extremely, extremely narrow. However, we'll do what you want. What do you want? And she said, be aggressive in the treatment. And I'm here today. But I'm going to tell you that under Obamacare, no, the decision would have been made by somebody else, and I wouldn't be here today. And it's very similar to some of the healthcare systems over in Europe. I have a son that lives in Europe, and he brought up the situation with them that, you know, what would have happened if my father would have had this situation in Europe? What would have happened? And they said, well, he would have passed away. There's nothing we could have done for him. It's too expensive. So, I mean, you got to look at the whole thing. And it's not just money. It's life. And I would rather have somebody who cares for me and loves me making the decisions, not somebody who says, oh, well, you know, he's an older guy. His life has been good. You know, just let him go.
Lance, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Well said. Good story. Angela in Benson, Minnesota, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Love Benson.
Hi there.
I've been through Benson many times, Angela, just so you know.
Oh, really?
Awesome. Yes, yeah. When I grew up in Montevideo, Minnesota, and we had a lake place on Minnewaska at Glenwood, between Glenwood and Starbucks. So we would
Yep.
come through Benson, Minnesota.
I live very near that.
Yeah, and the new president of UND, Mark Kennedy, was born in Benson, Minnesota. So
I didn't know that. That's awesome.
Benson, very famous. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
What's on your mind about?
I'm just calling in response to the man who was defending Obamacare. We have had Blue Cross Blue Shield of Minnesota insurance for quite a few years. And, yes, the premiums were increasing. But once we got Obamacare, they've doubled. And we can barely afford our premiums. And, of course, if you don't pay them, then you're fined for that. And I think the plan was that they don't want you to afford your premiums because then you'll have to get MnSure, which is Minnesota's Obamacare. And I think a big part of our problem is that we're paying for all these illegals that the Democrats are allowing into our country. And, of course, they have to be given health care, and so the rest of us are having to pay for that. And my only answer for all of this is Donald Trump for president. Thank you.
Well, you do your part to get Donald Trump across the finish line in Minnesota, because if he wins Minnesota, it's all over. It's going to be like Carter versus Reagan, 1980.
I would absolutely love that, and I'm doing my part.
Yeah, exactly. Although 1980... God darn it, Minnesota didn't quite go with Reagan, did they? I think they were, well, Walter Mondale was on the ticket. That was part of the problem.
Yeah. Minnesota's not, they're pretty much a Democratic state, so.
Well, do your part, Angela. That's all I can do. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Pat and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Have some lines open, 800-228-0550. What's on your mind, Pat?
Well, I've been hearing more and more about these nonprofits advertising they want your car. And I know that your junk car. And I know that these cars don't even bring $100. So I called that Ronald McDonald House to find out they don't even deal with the car. They don't even see it. They send somebody to get it. And I'd like to know how much the government is reimbursing them. I mean, if they give a $500 tax credit that the owner probably, when tax time comes around, doesn't even get to use it for whatever technicality, I wonder how much on the other end they're getting for that junk car. I mean, on the taxpayer kit, they're probably getting $5,000 for a junk car.
Who would get the $5,000?
The charity.
The charity gets $5,000 from the junk car, and who pays?
Well, I don't know, because you can't just directly call the IRS. It'd be interesting to know, but I have figured out enough that the tax, the IRS, I believe, is who pays you the $500 credit, tax credit, for your $100 junk car, let's say. But the charity has to be getting more than that, because there is so much involved, logistic, you know, in moving this junk car. Now, I thought there's a percentage that get turned back to a needy family. Well, that doesn't happen. They all end up going through the shredder as fast as they can get their hands on them. So it'd be interesting to know, I mean, how much they inevitably get for a junk car from, you know, the government. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I just don't know that they get it from the government, right? Because talking about they're selling the car to somebody. And
donating the car. And it's not just cars, it's RV.
No, I'm saying, yeah, you donate the car so then the charity can sell the car to somebody, and then, you know, but who's determining the fair market value of the car, and who's paying?
Exactly, and I think the taxpayer is just footing the bill to dispose of these vehicles. And I mean, think about it.
You hear enough about these that it must be a lot of it, because, you know, cars for kids and the vets and everything else. We'll tuck that one away as a topic we'll tackle on a future program. Maybe invite somebody on that could bring us inside how it works. Pat, good question.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. We're going to talk a little bit about why you should use a business broker. Now, Art, previously you told us why a property sale is different than a commercial sale, where you need a business broker. Talk about some of the tools that come with that transaction, including the true value of a business and maintaining and factoring that during the sale. How do you do that?
Well, Scott, what we do is we do a process called recasting the business financials. What that does is we look at all of your expenses, because there's two parts of your financials. There's the financials you fill out and send to the IRS for your tax return, and then there's the financials that represent the true value of your business. So we look at your expenses, your operations, and see what things that you're using the business for deductions that could possibly be added back in to increase the value of that company.
Makes sense. Valuations, appraisals for business entities, a bit more complex. You want a business broker. You want a great team like Art and the crew at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Call them 701-347-2727.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Happy 4th of July to all, if we can. Hey, Scott, I think after the stiletto race with Todd there, probably next week you'll be coming dress up and drag. That's what I'm thinking.
If he is, I'm out of here. Yeah. I'll be watching. Happy 4th. Appreciate that as well. Your calls welcome on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Kathy Nesset coming up from the Board of Higher Education at 10. Marvin Nelson, Democratic candidate for governor, 10:30. And your calls for all of them are welcome as we go at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. www.thebusinessmanshow.com. Andy and Dickinson, go.
Yay. Scott, love the show. I heard you guys talking about Obamacare, and I just wanted to throw something out there that's been bugging me. When they came out with Obamacare, they wanted to insure the 17 million uninsured people in the United States. Am I correct on that, or do I remember that correctly?
I think so. Yep.
Yeah. Well, when you look at the national debt clock right now, there's actually 40 million since Obamacare. There's 40 million that are uninsured in the United States.
So stop there for a second, Andy.
Yeah.
So right there, just one stat tells you all you need to know about whether Obamacare has been a success or failure.
Right? Absolutely.
So if their entire argument was we have uninsured people and it's costing the whole system, and therefore we want to do this, and this is, you know, whatever it has been, you know, the money spent and the exchanges and the you know, all of that. And we have the uninsured number where it is, tells us everything we need to know.
Yep. I want to throw that out there. A lot of people don't realize it. Yeah. More people dropped off.
Yeah. And that number, they used a high number of people that were uninsured all along. I don't know that the number was ever as high as they said it was. It would always evolve a little bit. But I never really heard less than 20 million uninsured.
You know, yeah.
18, 20 uninsured. Yeah. Good
great
point,
job.
Andy. Yeah. Great job. Way to go. Yeah. Give them a bonus. You know, exactly right. Wish we could just, you know, say, hey, debate over. Hillary, you're done.
Yeah.
You know, you're done. I don't want to hear about it. It's over. Here was the problem, the pain, uninsured, you know, Americans. And it's worse now. So thank you very much. Good night, Andy. Thank you. Appreciate it. Chad and Dickinson next up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Chad.
Hey, Scott. Say, I just wanted to weigh in on all these people talking about how the Democrats lied and everything. And I hear it from my friends and family, too, how they're just so, you know, surprised that they lied about Obamacare and everything. And I just got to say, how are people thinking that politicians even tell the truth, period? You know, it's just, that's their game. They got to lie to get into the office. They got to lie to make people believe what they want to believe. And I'm just actually a little dumbfounded that, you know, the people are actually thinking that these guys are telling the truth.
Good point, Chad. Appreciate the call. Gosh, I love our listeners. So much good wisdom. There is a pile of texts here from folks. One email, and I'll get to some others. Let's see here. Tina says, only people that love football, ignorant, stupid, mostly non-graduate, support Dean Brashani. All right, Tina, thank you for your comment. I think that is provably false. But, you know, there is a perception that, rah-rah, you know, they win national championships, so that's all we really care about in an NDSU president. NDSU is a fantastic football program, no doubt about it. And a great basketball program, and, you know, an athletic director that's top-notch, as was Gene Taylor. But there's certainly a lot more to NDSU than that. And, you know, I think President Brashani has excelled in more areas than the athletic department. But there are a lot of boosters that maybe only care about that, but I don't think it's fair to say what you said there. Let's see. Please ask Marvin Nelson why he feels his votes for the pro-life bills were a mistake. We will. Another says, how about this? After the repeal of Obamacare, employers get substantial tax incentives for those that provide insurance for their employees. Well, that's one part of the Republican plan. I know they have a universal tax credit adjusted by age to every American who chooses to buy individual health insurance. And it varies with your age, but and how much of a tax credit you get. But I like your idea, too. Make the incentive there for employers to do it, too. Good point. A couple in their 50s, Susan and Larry, have to carry maternity care, and their premium went up $800 per month. Doesn't make a lot of sense. Texter, Dennis from South Dakota, I don't have insurance, and I paid for two pacemakers and a back surgery. As soon as I tell them I don't have insurance, they give me a 20% discount. What's wrong with that? Texter, maybe you should let the lady from Benson know that Donald isn't for a free market health care system. He's on the record numerous times promoting socialized medicine. Just so you know, Scott, I'm a constitutional conservative, not a left-wing Democrat. Thanks for your time. Donald Trump, I believe, at one point said he thought single-payer was the way to go, 5, 10, 15 years ago, no doubt about it. He's putting out a proposal that is in line with what the Republican Congress is saying in the way of a replacement for Obamacare. I think you're talking about ancient history. You know what I mean? Appreciate the call, though. All right, the music tells me we don't have any time for more texts. Kathy Nessa, chair of the Board of Higher Education in North Dakota, on the decision yesterday not to renew Dean Brashani's contract as president of NDSU. Plus Marvin Nelson coming up. Stay tuned.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using Mobile Check Deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the honeys we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors not available in all states.